consume brought into London with joy and bliss and gratitude. Deo gratias.
Deo gratias. Amia rede provitoria.
Allmächtig gottige Burkin, his people and his well-being, and give them grass without ending, then my
Deo gratias,
Deo gratias,
amia rede provitoria.
With the two pieces by Forrest, which we're going to sing in the second half, we encounter a style which is surely native English, if there ever was one. Its song-like freedom, its rhapsodic style, is not found in pieces on the continent at all, and must have been very impressive to the collectors of English music who were so keen on this repertoire on the continent. The first of these, Ascendit Christus, is in fact based on the Alma Redemptoris chant, which we're going to sing first, but it's tucked away in the bass part in a kind of paraphrase. You wouldn't hear it unless it had been pointed out, I think, but if you listen intently to the chant, you'll be able to pick it out then in the polyphony.
Quae pervias est,
Before we hear the next Forest piece, I think I need now to mention a word which strikes fear into all music students' ears, and that is isorhythm. Because the motets that you've been hearing, you may have noticed, are structured in such a way that the lowest voice holding this cantus firmus chant melody tends to speed up and eventually ends up in really rather speedy and complex rhythms. The last motet in our program is Dunstable's Veni Sancte Spiritus, Veni Creator Spiritus. And as well as being absolutely immersed in the chant hymn that you'll be hearing, you'll also hear that the overall pulse of the piece speeds up as the rhythm of the initial statement of that chant is speeded up and speeded up again, and it reaches a glorious climax.